Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons remind you to give God continual praise and thanksgiving, regardless of the circumstances you may be facing. Now let's join Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're having a great time in the Word. We're having a victory time this
week. Amen.
Pastor George is back with us, and we are finding out more and reminding ourselves of things we might have let slip
That's good.
About our faith.
Yeah.
Faith changes everything.
Yeah, it does. It changes everything. And you just said something about not letting it slip. That's what I appreciate about you and Kenneth so much, is there are things in the Word that you don't allow to slip. You got to keep it before you, And that's what this series we're doing is about. We're talking about faith steps, how to get your prayers answered, and praying more effectively, and receiving from the Lord, receiving what belongs to us.
Amen.
And these teachings came from a teaching from Brother Copeland on 7 steps to prayer that brings results, from Brother Hagin on steps to answered prayer. And all of the notes can be downloaded. Just go to kcm.org, click onto the picture of Glory and me, and all of our notes, from the very beginning when we started 6 years ago.
That's a lot of research, George.
And Gloria, you and I was figuring up the other day, you and I do an average of 50 broadcasts a year in prosperity. We've been doing that for now 5 or 6 years.
No wonder we prosper.
Yeah, we are prospering. We really are prospering. I am prospering. I am encouraged by this.
Praise God.
And my faith is getting stronger and stronger. And over the last couple of years, the income of the church has shot up.
Praise God.
I mean, I'll encourage pastors out there.
Oh, yes.
It has shot up. I mean, it has really increased, supernaturally increased. So we're doing things and accomplishing things. And these are all things that I have learned from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland about how to become more effective in our faith, how to be able to become more skillful in the word of righteousness. And as we were talking before we started the broadcast, the Lord led me over here to Ephesians chapter 6. And let me first of all take you through the steps that we've done so far.
This is a very busy chapter.
It's a very busy chapter.
It has a lot of small writing in it.
And I'll remind you, we'll remind you at the end of the broadcast, but within the offer that we have today is this card that'll take you through each one of
the 10 steps.
It's a simplified version.
That's great.
With the scripture and the statement that we make so that you can begin to become more effective.
And it just become a way of life.
Yes.
To live that way.
This is what you do.
Step by step, a way of life.
People ask us, what do you do after you pray the prayer of faith? It's all right here. These are things, Gloria, that I have learned also over the years of things that you've taught me about and what I've watched. Many of these things I have caught by precept and example. Precept meaning what you taught me from the Word, but example of what I saw you live out. So I've had the benefit of watching Kenneth and Gloria in the good times, the tough times, but these two are rock solid on the Word of God. And when we get around them, when family gets around them, we make sure that our confession is right. Because you can be in the middle of a family time. This happened to me up in Arkansas years ago. We were all up there, family was up there, and I let something come out of my mouth that I shouldn't have. And a little while later, I got corrected by the prophet, and I look back on that, and I appreciate that. I had said something, somebody was on television griping about us, and I just happened to bring it up and name names in front of the family. That's a no-no. That wasn't right. So Brother Copeland came to me later on, and we were watching a movie, and he was sitting in the rocking chair in front of me, and he turned around like this and looked at me and said, George, you need to repent for what you said. And I said, yes, sir, I repent. but my repenter wasn't exactly enthusiastic about it.
And you were on vacation.
I know I'm on vacation, but he was right. I repented, but I kind of I didn't get angry at him. I just kind of got
nervous.
Nervous about it. So I went down
he
to the
can
cabin.
Be formidable.
We were standing in the we were staying in the one of the cabins down there, and I went down and I got up on the bed. And my feet were hanging off the bed because it's a tall bed. And my feet were hanging off the edge, going back and forth like this. And I felt like a little kid. And I said to myself, I said, I'm just not going to say anything anymore about anybody. It's kind of like I was sent to my room, you know?
Yeah.
and I heard the Lord speak with me, please speak in my heart. And he just said, good. So I learned a big lesson that day. All that to say, hanging around here, you learn a lot up close and personal.
Praise God.
And so we began on step one last week, decide what you want from God. Be specific about what you are believing for. If you're not believing for anything in particular, Brother Hagin says, that's exactly what you're going to get. Nothing in particular. Brother Hagin used to go to the altars when he was pastoring, and people would come down to the altar and they'd be praying at the altar. And he said he would do a survey every once in a while. And he'd come up to somebody and he'd tap them on the shoulder and lean down and say, what are you praying for? What is it that you're praying about? And they'd look at him and say, well, nothing in particular. they were not targeting. You have to target your faith.
That's right.
You've got to target your
faith. There is a time where you just praise the Lord.
Sure, of course.
That's a different type of prayer.
That's a different type of prayer. But when you're believing for something,
if you want things to change,
then you need to be targeted about it. Step two, locate the scriptures that promise you what you want from God. Find in the Word at least three. This is what the prophets had taught us, at least three scriptures that you can get in agreement with somebody, your spouse, a friend, that you can stand on and you can believe.
Amen.
Step number three, get those scriptures firmly fixed down in your heart. You do that by meditating and thinking on the Word of God. Step number four, then you ask God for what you want and believe you receive when you pray. So we take it when we ask Him.
So
we
meditate on the scriptures about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about them, talk about it, fix your heart on it.
Exactly.
And now, get ready to pray.
Get ready. You get yourself ready to release your faith.
Yeah, I see.
You get ready to release your faith. Now, from step five onward, this is where we take the stand of faith. This is what we do between the amen and there it is. This is what we do when the clock is ticking, time is going by, and you might be thinking, my faith is not working, nothing's happening. But you must realize that if you are truly in faith and you're doing these things, something is happening. You know, Scripture tells us not to get weary in well-doing. For in due time we shall reap
if
we faint not and we not lose our courage. And I was looking at the scripture just before we went on the air in Ephesians chapter 6. And this really hit me, Gloria. What we're doing here is we're talking about how to stand. You talk about standing on the Word. And you talk about taking your stand of faith. Well, point step five on to the end, all of these things are the stand that we take.
Praise
it says
God.
In Ephesians 6, 13, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Verse 14.
Put your armor on and get ready.
Put your armor on.
Be willing to stand.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I got it.
And it says, stand therefore, and then it goes on talking about the armor, but the Amplified Bible says, hold your ground. How do you hold your ground? How do you move along? You can stop your prayers.
Think about a football game.
Yeah.
Think about a guy going for a first down. But the other team can't let him have that first down. What are they going to do? They're going to do everything they can to hold their ground.
To hold their ground.
And that's, you just sit like that.
That's what we have to do. That's what we must do.
That's right.
And we started talking about last week, step five, refuse to allow doubt and fear to enter your consciousness. Now, that's how you take your stand on the Word of God. You refuse to allow doubt and fear to enter your consciousness. And what that does is it helps move the ball down the field.
Yeah.
It helps us move. You know, Gloria, I've had the Lord say to me, even recently, he's told me on some things, move it along. Move it along. We're believing for certain things in the church, and he's telling me, move it along. Well, what's he saying? Step up your faith.
Yeah.
Press in.
Get more diligent.
Get more diligent about it.
Than you have been.
Than you've been doing. Yeah. Exactly. So step number 6, see yourself succeed and not fail. Step number 7, give God continual praise and thanksgiving. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about giving God continual praise and thanksgiving. And
it's your first. I don't think I have that, do I?
This one here. We're starting right there because I've been doing an awful lot of talking before we got to the main point that we need to. But I just, you know, you get into this atmosphere, Gloria, and it just starts
flowing.
There's an exponential anointing, an exponential seeing into things, an atmosphere that you get, an atmosphere of the Spirit. So let's talk about praise and thanksgiving.
Right.
You mentioned it last week that while you are standing for your home, car, whatever it is.
Healing.
One of the things, one of the most crucial
Children's salvation.
Everything. Yeah. Children's salvation. One of the most crucial things that we can do is to continually praise and give thanksgiving
That's
to
right.
God.
Why do we do that? Well, if we've already prayed, if we've prayed right.
Exactly.
We've prayed, we've kicked the devil out of the situation. We believe we've received the answer.
Yes, ma'am.
So now we got to operate from the place of, I'm on this hill and this is the answer.
Yes.
If we don't, we start all over again.
All over again.
So we take take the ground and we keep it till it is right in front of our eyes and we see it.
Yes.
It's done. Finished.
That's exactly right. We have got to continually praise and thank God for the answer. If you were to sit here today and say, George, I've got $100,000 I want to give to you right now.
George. George, do you have $100,000 you want to give me right now?
I'll give you $100,000.
Okay, thanks.
But let's say I had $100,000 and I want to give it to you.
I like that.
But you wouldn't take it.
Oh. I would take it.
You would take it.
So
you would take it, but what would you say?
Thank you.
There you go.
I'd rejoice.
You'd rejoice.
Might jump up and do a little dance or something, you know.
And
hallelujah.
You would just continually give God thanks for the $100,000.
Yes,
well, you have to be just that way
I'd
where your faith
is concerned.
I'd ask
Him to bless you, too.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you have to be just that way where your faith is concerned.
That's right.
We have to, we must enter into a place of continual thanksgiving once the prayer has been prayed. That's what you do. You don't pray it over and over again.
You know, one thing, I never have really said this or thought about it that I remember, but one thing we have to do is realize that the spirit realm is a real realm. We can't see what's happening there.
That's true.
But when faith goes into operation, things begin to happen in the spirit realm.
Yeah.
Which really determines what happens in the end and everywhere.
Yes.
So we have to realize that we're, you know, you might do something, believing for something, it seems like it's not working. You don't know what's working.
Mm-hmm.
If you're believing, it's working.
You've got to know that it's
working.
You
can't maybe see it yet.
Yeah.
But it's working.
And thanksgiving moves it along. Thanksgiving keeps it moving
keeps
in the
you
direction.
Keeps moving along from being in unbelief.
Thanksgiving
and
keeps
doubt.
you moving along. That's a word right there.
That's
Thanksgiving
right.
It really does encourage our faith. Father, I thank you. I praise you for the answer. You know, I shared this last week on the broadcast, but it bears repeating. A pastor that I heard from recently, he was giving a testimony about believing God for the 7 acres next door to him. The man was wanting to sell the property. There was a hotel on the property. And the man originally bought the property for $1.2 million. And that was 10 years ago. He was offering $600,000 for the property to the pastor. The pastor at that moment did not have $600,000. So what did he do? He kept sowing and he kept praising God. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the resources. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for that property coming into the kingdom of God. And just a few weeks ago, the owner of the property came to the pastor and said, and this is a man who is not saved. He said, well, I've been thinking about it and I just decided, why don't you just donate it to the church?
Praise God.
So the 7 acres of property, complete with hotel, were donated to the church. And he did not have to spend one dime. He reaped a harvest that was supernatural wealth transfer. And what did that man do? That man praised God. That pastor watches us all the time. I got to meet he and his wife in Detroit, and they watch us all the time, and they follow the teachings of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And that man, for 2 years, he's been praising God.
Praise God.
That's steadfastness.
Yeah.
That's patience.
Stay with it.
That's endurance. And to be able
you
to give...
You have to let... The scripture says, let patience have her perfect work.
What do we do while the clock is ticking and we said amen? Father, I thank You every day. I thank You. I praise You. And there's a couple of scriptures here that I want to share with you. In Psalm 34, in verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, when we look at Psalm 8 and 9, we see that praise stops and stills the enemy, holds the enemy back. We should be praising God for the answers every waking moment. We should be waking up praising Him. We should go to bed praising Him. Sure. We should walk through the entire day praising the Lord. We should be thinking on the greatness and the goodness of God. Lift your heart to God constantly in increasing praise and express gratitude for what He has done, for all that He is doing in our lives. So we have to spend time doing that. And I heard Keith Moore said, if you want to enlarge your faith, cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. I mean, doesn't that just want to make you praise God all the time for the answer?
Yeah.
Lord, we thank You. Father, we thank You for the second citation 10.
Yes.
We praise You for the second citation 10 plus. We receive it. We thank You for it, Father. Instead of sitting around a table and saying, we don't have it, we don't have it, we don't have it, we give God thanksgiving and praise, and that thing is on its way right now.
We believe we've received it.
We receive it. Then in Philippians chapter 6, we'll quickly go over there. In Philippians 6, Gloria, we have the Apostle Paul reiterating in the New Testament about the power of thanksgiving. And it says, be careful for nothing. In verse 6, be careful for nothing. Or the Amplified Bible says, do not fret. 4:6. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. It says, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
It also says in another place, I believe, let your peace be your umpire.
That's from this one.
Is it?
be careful for nothing. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds, or like you just said, mount guard. Mm-hmm. Is that what you were talking about? Mount guard on your mind.
Right.
like an umpire. And it'll keep your hearts and minds.
What does the umpire do? He says, safe, or he says, out. Now, you gotta keep your peace, I'm telling you.
Yes.
If you want to be safe, you got to keep your peace.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're out.
You're out.
I believe it, sister.
Okay.
I believe it. Prayer and thanksgiving are mighty affirmations of faith.
I was watching John play ball the other day, and he's a great...
He's
just a young guy, but I'm telling you, he's good.
He's good.
And he'd run down, take that long pass, or
throw
a long pass, and that umpire go...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He made it.
Score.
They made it. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And that's the way we are in our faith.
Wow.
I want a this.
Yes. I do.
Hallelujah.
A touchdown.
Amen.
And that's what it is. You got to make your... Oh, here we go now into a football analogy. But you've got to make your way from one end of the field to the other. You face challenges all the way. The devil's...
You
get hit a few times. The devil's trying to stop you, but you keep making your way.
That's
and then
right.
You finally throw that long pass, and you reach the touchdown. You get the touchdown, and the crowd goes wild.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was great.
And so, but the crowd's got to go wild in your case before you even see it. You need to see the touchdown right now.
Yeah, that's right.
You need to see the safe right now.
Take the touchdown.
You got to take it. I take it, Gloria.
Amen.
I take it.
Okay.
Because the word is true, we thank God for our answer before we ever see it come to pass. And this is B, 4. It says, thanksgiving positions us more easily receive from God. And then verse 7.
You can see why. If you're in a thankful mode, you're not in a fear mode, and you're not in an unbelief mode, but you have it, and you're thanking God for it, and you're in a safe mode.
Yes.
You're in a receiving mode.
In a receiving mode. If you're in a thanksgiving mode, you're not in a fear mode.
Touchdown.
And you're in a place of thanksgiving to the Lord. In verse 7 in the New Living Translation, it says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So that's what thanksgiving does.
Amen.
Thanksgiving washes the mind and the spirit. It washes us.
Thanksgiving is a terrific element to receiving.
It really is.
Because if you're thankful, you've received it. Even if you can't see it yet, you've got it. You've got that ball.
When you're going down the field, you've got to do what we've been talking about. You have to refuse to allow doubt and fear.
That's right.
So you got to go dirt further. You see yourself succeed and not fail. Those guys who play football, they can't get to the middle of the field and give up.
You need to go with me to see John play.
We need to go. Yeah, we need to.
It is a faith-building situation.
A faith-filled situation.
Oh,
okay.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to the last page, Gloria, the second page there that you have, and we've got 1 minute.
One minute.
Okay, I can do this in 1 minute. Psalm 67, 5 through 7 says, let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Praise and thanksgiving moves the ball down the field.
See, there you have it.
It moves the ball down the field.
Yep.
Brother Jerry Savelle said this, I quote Jerry, the depth of your praise will determine the magnitude of your harvest.
Praise God.
That's a good statement.
That is good.
The depth of your praise will determine the magnitude of your harvest. What we do between the time we pray and see the manifestation is crucial. It's absolutely crucial. And praise and thanksgiving supernaturally accelerates the time that it takes to see the results. You can get to a place in the football game of life that you throw the pass on the first play and you throw it all the way down the field and you get up over all of those challenges, all of those things, and you get your ball right down to the end of the field and there's a touchdown right away. Thanksgiving carries the ball. Hallelujah.
Hey,
glory
like
to
that.
God.
Praise
Let
God.
The crowd cheer.
George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.